It's a residency at the House of M's.
This is Triple M Nights with Dave Gleeson.
Dangerous Dave, yeah. One of the great announcers here on the Triple M Network, caught up with the Killers a couple of weeks ago. I was trying to get there, but yeah. I was very, very, very busy, man.
Dangerous Dave caught up with the Killers, and here they are talking about Midnight Oil.
It's an absolute thrill to talk to you guys. We've got Brandon and we've got Ronnie here as well. So you spoke a bit about Midnight Oil. Now, for the AFL Grand Final, I remember a few years back, you played Forgotten Years as part of the halftime, or it might have been before the game, entertainment as well. Midnight Oil, another band, how did they come across your radar?
Gosh, yeah. Well, Midnight Oil, they were just dominating. I could remember riding around in 120 degree heat with my dad in the truck, and just that's what I think about when I think about Midnight Oil. All their songs were on there. Forgotten Years, The Beds Burning, you know, all these wonderful songs. And not just them, but like Men at Work and In Excess and bunch of really great stuff that comes from here. We owe a lot to Australia.
Have you guys ever seen the Oils before?
No,
the Oils
only. It's cool. No, yeah. only like YouTube footage of stuff like that. But yeah. So I'm, you know, we're aware of his of Peter
Garrett
and his moves. Pretty awesome. They're one of those bands. They're just like every song is really meaningful, and it's like Bob. Only a few people have been like that. The Clash and Bob Marley, and they don't mess around. They don't mess around.
That's fantastic insight.
It is. It's great to once again, it fills you with as an Aussie muser, a bit of pride to know that they're influencing people all around the world.
The Oils, they love that, guys.
Yeah, Oil. Well, that's what people love about Australia when they come here. Like you say, you want to go to Macca's, they're like, what's Macca's?
Yeah.
Well, what?
Go to Macca's, then we'll go catch the Jets.
Yeah, they love the fact that we can shorten anything to that we like. I mean, I always tell people it's like, there's a way to do it, so it's either an O or an E on the end. So
that's it.
So if it sounds Gleeso or Gleesy,
yeah.
So Gleeso sounds better than Gleesy.
Yeah.
Smithy and Smitho, that's one, because I know
that's
Smithies and Smithos.
Yeah.
But Americans do love the way that we stuff around with our shortened words.